Welsh Parliament, by Martin Shipton. Rhiann Bowen Davies, the Commissioner for Older People in Wales, has called on the next Welsh Government to establish a resilience fund to support older people facing extreme hardship. Publishing a list of asks ahead of the May 2026 Senedd election, she said, "With an estimated 30% of us across Wales expected to be aged 60 or older in 2026, it is vital the next Welsh Government is strongly focused on ensuring that policy, legislation and practice reflect the needs and interests of older people and support everyone to live and age well. It is therefore crucial that action is delivered across government portfolios." She called for older people to be able to access the information, services and support they need, feel safe in their homes, communities and relationships, be treated fairly and their contribution recognized and valued, make their voices heard and have choice and control over their lives. Reducing poverty is the top priority, she said. The cost of living crisis has become normalized, with bills for everyday essentials having risen significantly in recent years. The important drive to encourage older people facing financial hardship to apply for pension credit highlighted a significant section of older people who, despite having a low income, were not eligible for pension credit, in some cases, due to being a few pounds or pence over the threshold for support. At the same time, alternative sources of support in Wales, such as the Discretionary Assistance Fund, are not set up to help older people in these circumstances. There is a need to support older people who are currently falling between the gaps. The next Welsh Government should establish a resilience fund for older people facing severe financial hardship, who do not qualify for either pension credit or the Discretionary Assistance Fund. The Commissioner added, "The pace of change on digital technology continues to be high speed, especially the growing rise in use of artificial intelligence. Public services need to work for everyone now and in the future, including older people who do not use the internet. It is important to challenge the assumption that future generations will universally and effortlessly use the internet simply because they've always had access to it. As we age, our ability to engage with technology may diminish due to physical, cognitive or sensory changes, even among once highly proficient users. Ensuring inclusive digital access means recognizing and addressing these evolving needs." The next Welsh Government should introduce a digital inclusion pledge for all new policies and services, which commits to making sure that services are equally accessible to all citizens, whether they use the internet or not, ensuring good quality non-digital alternatives are always included from the outset. Ms. Bowen Davies advocated the expansion of age-friendly communities, AFCs, an approach to improving lived environments to better support us as we age. In an AFC, policies, services and structures are designed and improved in collaboration with communities, helping people to live safely, enjoy good health and stay engaged with community life. Equally, while the principle of prevention, taking early action to avoid more costly interventions, is well established in Wales, the effectiveness of prevention depends on robust evidence. Despite being the main users of medicines, many clinical trials exclude those aged 60 and over. According to the Commissioner, the next Welsh Government should establish a national older adults research engagement programme to boost older people's involvement in all areas of research, including biological, behavioural, social and environmental research. Ms. Bowen Davies said, "To ensure services are responsive, equitable, and fit for the future, we need data that better reflects the diversity of older people, and policy and service design which utilizes this knowledge to make improvements that benefit." Article ends.